it is a victory for Irish farmers who are following the rules, who are ensuring that food safety is top of the agenda. And this decision has huge implications for the market here as well. So it's good news.
Does this have implications for the Mercosur deal? Because we know that there is more to Mercosur than agriculture, but it was being framed as a really important part of that deal that's been agreed between the EU and the South American countries. Where stands Mercosur now?
Well, there's no doubt that this is a serious blow for the Brazilian government. The rest of the Mercosur deal will go ahead on a provisional basis, and that means that the transport of cars between Germany and Brazil and other products like that will go ahead. But from an Irish perspective, we are particularly pleased that the beef export business has been shut down. It wasn't safe. We said it wasn't safe. We knew they were using illegal animal growth promoters. The rest of the Mercosur deal may continue. It won't have major implications for Irish farmers. It won't have any implications for Irish farmers. And I think more importantly now, we're looking at a two-year period before this can be reviewed again. Brazilian authorities will not be in a position to come back to the Commission with any change in material evidence for a period of 2 years. And at that point, and for that point, I believe the European Parliament will have voted on the final Mercosur trade deal. And I don't know how any MEP could stand up and vote in favour of a deal which is already partially paralysed because of food safety issues.